here at the 2019 NACUSO Network Conference in San Diego, California. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. John Jeffries from Callahan Associates. How are you, sir?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
We're excellent, right? Good conference so far. Emmett Smith spoke this morning. Empowering message about setting dreams and setting goals and then what can we achieve. And it was really powerful.
I liked his change message as well. If you're not open to change, then you're kind of closing out possible opportunity out there.
Well, and I think for Credians, that's an important message because the world around us is changing, right?
Oh, no doubt.
We look at the types of competitors that come in, the member demands of us and what they experience elsewhere is causing us to rethink maybe a little bit about how we do things.
Yep, I agree. And no time, that's no more relevant than right now.
Yeah.
Hey, we were also at another conference earlier, 3 weeks ago, something like that? At the NAFQ Growth, Strategic Growth Conference. And you were facilitating a panel that was super interesting. It was entitled Insights to Accelerate Your Lending Growth. I mean, it sounds kind of bland but man, you guys really got into the weeds there. If you want to give a quick overview and maybe we'll do a couple of details.
Yeah, you know, I think like for most credits, right, lending continues to go well. It's slowing down a little bit, but the industry origination was really strong on balance sheet. Last year was really strong and credit quality was really strong. So we took a look at why, right? How are the credits doing that? Where is it in mortgage lending? Is it in more consumer, auto, credit card, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
What's driving that growth? And also from an internal perspective, are we structured the right way? Do the right types of people on the team? And we see that in lending, but in other areas of the credit as well. As we think about the future, as we think about how we need to evolve, that change, what types of players and teammates do we need on the team of the future?
Mm-hmm. What about immediacy? Because whenever you're talking lending, and that's what we're always, and the Rocket Mortgage thing came up as well during the panel, and everyone kind of uses that. That's kind of the bar that's been set, at least superficially, because that's not reality.
Yeah.
It's not the real deal. But boy, it certainly would be nice to be able to just press a button and that house is mine. So what about that aspect of it? I mean, Creighton's, I mean, we're all trying to live up to that,
to
that level that's kind of been painted for us.
See, I think, and I might be a little bit of a contrarian, right, than some. I think that if you look at fintechs in general, and we'll put Rocket Mortgage and Quicken in that bucket,
sure,
there's a lot of really good technology. But I think they're also master marketers, right? So in your example of Quicken, yeah, they've set the bar high around consumer perception, member perception.
Right.
Is click, I forget their you know, click, go buy or something, right? Whether it's faster or not, I have no idea, but as a consumer, I think it's really easy, right? The perception is that it's easy, that it's fast, right? Whether it is or it isn't doesn't actually matter, right? And I think that that's one of the things that as we look and help credians that they need to look at, which is what are consumer members' perceptions of us, right? And how might we need to think about evolving those perceptions and whether we're easy or hard to do business with, if we have a lot of friction in our processes or not. Well, what do members' perspectives think, right? And that's really what matters is perception. And as we think about how to compete, right? How do we compete on perception, right? We know we have better economic value, right? The data shows that, right? More and more Americans would be better off if they did more of their financial transactions with credit unions.
Yeah.
And we're having traction, but why aren't we having more, right? Why aren't more people doing more of their financial business with credits? And I think it's about what's the perception around us. Are we telling the right story, right? You know, one of the stories I told there in South Carolina was around Lending Club, right? And Lending Club, I think, is a really interesting story because I've yet to find a credit that can't offer better financial terms than Lending Club can, right? Their average FICO score is about 750. Weighted average yield on their portfolio is about 15% with a 5% origination fee. Yet they're doing $1 billion a month, right? And it makes me wonder why, right? If credits have a better economic story to tell, why aren't we doing more of it, right? And I think that, as I said, maybe we're competing on the wrong things.
Interesting. Well, that sounds like an op-ed that you're going to write here.
Well, you know, so you need to have rate that's competitive, but you know, how do you perceive that the process is better or different? But then even how do we, and some of the work we're doing at Callahan now is around sustainability and how do we think about our purpose and our mission, right? You know, credits are different, right? We're founded in 1934 by the Betty Credit Act to serve people of modest means. Well, at least in my mind, I don't know about yours, modest means poor. America's way more complicated than that today, right? Yeah. There are lots of people that make $100,000 a year that just suck at managing their money, right? Living paycheck to paycheck. They're not poor. They just need help, right? So how do we get back to that differentiation, right? We're mission-based organizations, right? Mm-hmm. How do we use that purpose that we started for 80 years ago or so and you know, rethink about what that might mean for us going forward. How do we transform ourselves? Because I think one of the risks we see is as a credit movement, are we becoming bank light? Right? We're better rates, less fees, we're nicer, but are we fundamentally different? Mm-hmm. And you know, people would say, well, John, okay, what's that actually look like?
Right.
I don't know, right? I don't necessarily know what it looks like, but I think if we keep down the path we're on, it's a slippery slope, and you know, some credit leaders are stepping back and saying, what does it mean to be a mission or purpose-driven organization, and how might you use that to differentiate in a crowded marketplace? Is that enough?
Because aren't the millennials, we've seen study after study about millennials wanting to either work at or do business with organizations that have a deeper meaning, that have a mission. So this is the credit union wheelhouse.
And I think it's back to the perception. What's the story we're telling?
Right.
Right, both to as employers, right? Mm-hmm. But then also to try and grow market share, right? Are we speaking a language that resonates?
Is the Open Your Eyes campaign doing this, or
I don't know. I think it's a good start, right?
Yeah, it's a great start.
You know, and I think some of the research they're doing about the digital channels is really interesting. Yeah. Whether the campaign works or not, time will tell. But I think it's better than nothing.
So do credit unions need to come up with a rocket mortgage type or a just do it type of slogan type thing to like get that perception? You know, our mission is greater than the deposit, or our mission is greater than the transaction, or something like that?
So I don't know what the right answer is, right? If I did, I'd probably be on the agenda or somebody speaking, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what the right answer is. I think that it may vary, right? Yeah, I don't know if you've been up to Vancouver to see Van City Credit Union, right?
I know them very well, yes.
Really interesting credit union, you know, fits their market real well. I don't know that their model would work here, but you can learn some things from there. And on one of the walls they have, where does the money go, right? Where do the deposits go? How does it help our community, right? And I don't know that American consumers or credit unions really tell the story of, if you get your direct deposit in here, how do we use that money? Right. How does that make this a better place to live, work, raise your family, right? How are we making the communities in which we serve better, right? Mm-hmm. And I think if we could tell that story or figure out what story is going to resonate in your community, it's going to make you different.
Well, it's kind of like when you give money to a charity or you donate something. Okay, where does that money go? Can you show me where? How is my money going to work for this charity type of thing?
Yeah, well, what's the impact, right? And as a mission-based organization or purpose-driven organization, showing that impact is critical. I think the other part that we're doing a little bit of early research on, Mike, is, you know, there's a saying from a Harvard professor, Rebecca Henderson, that says, purpose drives innovation. Right, so you know, there's a lot of companies that struggle with innovation. I think many credit unions say they struggle with innovation, but part of it may be because they're not clear on their purpose. Right, they don't know where they need to innovate and why.
Right.
So maybe they get a little bit clearer and crisper on what is our purpose, what is our mission, how do we want to differentiate, understanding then where to invest for innovation and for why.
Right.
May give them a leg up.
Yep. Right? What's your why?
And that, so that's some of the work that we're doing in Callahan.
Okay.
Is helping credit unions think about, what does it mean to be a purpose-driven organization? Then how might that lead towards becoming more effective at innovation?
Do you have any feedback on that type of stuff yet, or is it too early in the game to?
Too early,
okay,
right?
I would love to hear what's the other side of that.
So we just started a program a number of years ago. We talked about, we started a collaboration with the Harvard Business School. So we just started a collaboration on a program with Professor Henderson. Kicked off last week, and we're wrapping it up at the end of May. So
okay, that's pretty
darn soon. If I see you in June or July, I'll be able to share some insights about that.
I will make a point to seek you out, sir, to check it out. All right. Anything else, John, to discuss here? Anything?
No, I think as we look at the macro numbers for the credit movement, 2018 was a really good year, right?
Most definitely.
You know, lending was strong, earnings were strong, capital was strong, membership growth accelerated. It looks like people are bringing their whole financial relationship over. It just wasn't one driver. Most categories were up. You know, early trends this year we're seeing are credits are struggling a little bit getting the share side, right? And a joke I hear from a lot of credits is, no one here actually knows how to market deposits anymore. We've been on the loan bandwagon trying to loans for 10 or 12 years, and we don't really know how to do the deposit side. But if anything, I think that's what's keeping some people up at night.
Yeah, so you got to bring the pendulum back over to the deposit side.
That's right.
Since it's been over there.
Yeah.
Very cool, sir. All right, man. All right. Appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there at Callahan's. I'm on that site every day looking for new content. So thank you so much for all the stuff that you guys do.
Great. Thanks, Mike.
John Jeffries, everybody. Callahan and Associates. Go check them out.